Hi everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here. A little breezy here today, but doing a backyard boo. Well, backyard slash front yard boo. An update on my garden. So I planted some flowers the other day. I have to water them. Especially the pansies are pretty. They're pretty droopy. It's been a very hot weekend. The white irises turned out, thanks to the compost I added, they have come back. I was quite pleased about that. Because I split off the plant, I hope the other part was planted well and is going to sprout for them. Peonies haven't opened up yet, but they come out usually after the red irises. Roses are doing quite well. They haven't bloomed yet, but they're starting to do that. I think we're... Well, so we're going to go around to the back. I got to turn on the water. That's what's going to happen, because, like I said before, it's pretty hot. Even back here, I'll bring the hose back here when I'm done, because I'm not so worried about the rhubarb and the raspberries and stuff, but the celery needs it badly because they're a water-based plant. In fact, we may not get either of them. They both look kind of droopy, so. But we'll see what happens. But like I said, the rhubarb's up and doing well. I'm not sure what bird that is, but oops, that's my table. We have a tree in our neighbor's yard. I'm sure it's a nesting tree. We've got quite a few birds chirping away. Heart of the festival, heart of the city festival, I should say. As I said before, there's a butterfly, there's our air conditioner. It went well. I'm glad I left when I did. Because they were getting into things like heavy metal and rap and stuff like that. There's our hose. There we go. And personally, that's not my style. So I was glad to be done. Just watering now, making sure everything gets watered, and a really good watering, because it's supposed to get to 27 again today. Not so worried about the flowers that I got that are native to this area. They're supposed to be pretty hardy, and they look like they've done quite well. But there's two pansy plants. They're very droopy. So I'm really hoping that I'd like at least one to survive. Get myself a bit wet. I'm gonna bring over that run into that pansy plant there. But I'm gonna bring over my basil plant it needs some watering too. They require a lot of heat, and I haven't had a chance to transplant yet. So, there we go. Oh my goodness. Someone's cat just was in a fight or something. We're gonna put that back. To get the irises too. They're not droopy, but better that you get them. Okay. Usually I just like to keep it up front because that's where most of my watering is. But since now we have the celery, and then finally this week we're going to get the, if it stays warm, we're going to get the potatoes in. It's very, very dry here. Okay, have it run into the compost bin. Oh, come on. A little bit while I'm putting things or shutting things down, because that needs to be watered as well. But yeah, that's the update. And the watering of our garden back to the by the hose. Turn off the water. There. Well, I'm gonna sign off, and I hope you have as warm a day as I do. I'll leave you with some bird song, and until next time, may your journeys be safe, take care, and God bless. Bye for now.